The Easy Step-by-Step Guide to Managing Change by Brian B. Brown. Chapter 1. Why does change have to happen? Mention to a friend or colleague an imminent change at work, and you're likely to get a shrug of the shoulders and a comment like, "Well, it was bound to happen sooner or later, wasn't it?" The thing is, we're getting used to the fact that nothing lasts forever, and it's just a matter of time before change will affect us again. The only thing that is certain in the business environment is that things will change. But why should this have to be the case? You may feel that things in your organisation are working pretty well, so if it's working, why change it? Most of us would probably choose to avoid most changes if we could, so why are they imposed upon us? One way that I can explain this is to describe a graph called a sigmoid curve. This is an S-shaped curve that is used to represent any event happening over a period of time. So it could represent a person's lifetime, from birth to death, a new product, from design through development to production and delivery, or the development of an organisation over time. Organisation development over time could be shown as an S on its side. So it starts off heading downwards, and then quickly starts to recover, making a considerable steep upwards rise, and then starts to curve back downwards towards the top. The beginning is the vision and planning. The middle stage is the development, where you have growth, stability and achievement.